This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalam ala Rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Orzazi. We welcome you to another episode of the series Walking or Upon the Footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad, or Walking with the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wassalam. This is episode number 45. This is episode number 45 lectures, just talking about not the seerah, as we've been saying, but talking about the life of the Prophet, talking about him as a person, talking about him as a leader, as a husband, as a man in his house. We've talked about a lot of things, you know, about the Prophet, and also within the same series, we talked about, you know, the seerah of the Prophet, you know, deriving lessons from certain incidents that happened in the life of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. So, dear brothers and sisters, today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to resume our series. And just to quickly recapitulate, you know, for what we talked about the previous session, we talked about, you know, the preparation for al-Fath Mecca, the preparation for the conquest of Mecca, when Quraysh, they deceived the Prophet Muhammad and betrayed the truce that they had, you know, that treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah. They broke their covenant. And then Prophet Muhammad, now that, you know, he took that treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah, took advantage of it, you know, of that 10-year truce that was supposed to be for 10 years, but the Quraysh broke the treaty way before the 10 years completed. And Prophet Muhammad took advantage of that time to do da'wah. And then his number, you know, the numbers of the Muslims grew up in that, you know. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, لَقَدْ إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. We have blessed you with this fatḥ mubin. And fatḥ is a, you know, not only, you know, it does not necessarily mean just a conquest, but fatḥ means a lot more than just a conquest. So my brothers and sisters, I know I've been away for some time and some of you have lost track, but we're back, inshallah ta'ala, we're back. And I know this may take some time before you all get back into the norms and get back into the series. We'll give you some time, inshallah ta'ala, just maybe a minute or two for more people to join the series, inshallah. All right, just I'm just going to give a minute or two for more people to join. Barakallahu feekum. In the meantime, as I was saying, what we talked about last week was about the preparation for the conquest of Mecca. Dear brothers and sisters, when Abu Sufyan came to Medina, wanted to extend on that treaty, right? He wanted to extend, and he went to the Prophet ﷺ, and Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he knew as to why Abu Sufyan was coming to town. And then he went to the house of Aisha, of Umm Habiba. Umm Habiba, she is the wife of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, but she's also the daughter of Abu Sufyan. Umm Habiba, she's the daughter of Abu Sufyan. So she's the wife of the Prophet and the daughter of Abu Sufyan. So when Abu Sufyan went to her house and he wanted to sit, you know, she rushed and then she took the bedding and then she folded it, you know, because he wanted to sit on the bedding of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. She took it, she folded it, and then she says, her father says, I have not seen you, you know, for a long time, you know, and I'm here to sit and, you know, see you. And then which is more beloved to you, you know, this bedding or your father or your dad? She says, you're my dad, but this is the bedding of Rasulullah. And you are mushrikun najas. You are not pure to sit on the bedding of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So she took that bedding and then she folded it, radiallahu anha wa ardaha. At any rate, so Abu Sufyan, when he saw Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, and Prophet Muhammad knew, you know, his intentions, and then Abu Sufyan was saying, I just want to extend the truce, you know, that treaty that we have, we wanted to extend that truce, that period. And Prophet Muhammad was telling him, Is there anything else? He says, no, there's nothing other than that. I'm only here to extend that truce. And then Prophet Muhammad says, and we are upon the ahd, we are upon the truce. We have not broken our covenant. Right? He says, we have not broken our covenant. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So, dear brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, when he went to the house of Aisha, he told her, you know, not to reveal this truth to anyone, you know, the information to anyone. The information that we're going to Mecca, that we're going to conquer Mecca. And Prophet Muhammad, his intention was that he did not want to spill any blood, right? He just wanted to go and, you know, enter Mecca without any blood being spilled. So he did not, he kept it as a secret, alayhi salatu wasalam. But then, you know, he revealed the truth to, of course, his two best friends, you know, Abu Bakr and Umar. They came to know that Prophet Muhammad was actually going to Mecca. There were, you know, like 1,000 soldiers from Abu Sulaim, Banu Sulaim. There were another, you know, 10,000. The whole army was about 10,000. 10,000 people, the whole army, you know. So if you remember his Umrah, they were about, you know, 1,000 or 3,000, you know, the Umrah of the Prophet. So now they're coming with 10,000 soldiers, you know, to conquer Mecca. Al-Abbas radiallahu anhu. Al-Abbas is the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Abbas was the last one who migrated from Mecca, and he came out because Prophet Muhammad was already in the outskirts of Mecca, alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, about 4 miles, you know, from Mecca, from entering the boundaries of Mecca, only 4 miles. Nobody knew that he was coming. He kept it so secret. He was going towards Hawazim, towards another qabila, and then he made a switch, like a turn, and then he went until he reached about 4 miles from entering the borders, the boundaries of Mecca, and he ordered the Sahaba to light up fires, you know, lots of fire. He wanted to send a message to Quraysh. Al-Abbas radiallahu anhu wardah earned the title of Muhajir. How did he earn that title of Muhajir? Because once the Prophet would have conquered Mecca, لا هجرة بعد الفتح. The Prophet Muhammad says, لا هجرة بعد الفتح. There is no hijrah after the conquest, after Fath Mecca. Sometimes some of the students or some of the people, some of the youngsters, they say, I want to do hijrah. Hijrah to where? You know, some people, they live in the UK, or they live in Canada, or they live in Medina, or they live in the US, or, you know, and they say, we want to do hijrah. Like so many youngsters, they came and said, I want to do hijrah. Hijrah where? Hijrah to a Muslim country. لا هجرة بعد الفتح. There is no hijrah after the fatḥ. The last person who earned the title of Muhajir was Al-Abbas, because he came out from Mecca to go to the camp of the Muslims where the Prophet was, and he embraced Islam. Right? He embraced, so he was the very final or last Muhajir. Other than Prophet Muhammad would enter Mecca later on and have the fatḥ, and then there would not be no more hijrah. So this is just another information for the brothers and sisters out there. You know, some of us, sometimes some of youngsters, you know, who are maybe tired and living in the West, and they say, I want to do hijrah to a Muslim country. You know, yeah, you migrate from one place to another, but you cannot call it as hijrah, because there is no hijrah ba'd al-fatḥ. There is no hijrah after the conquest of Mecca. So again, the last person who earned the title of Muhajir was Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he entered. And then Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, as Ibn Abbas was, or as Al-Abbas, was close to Abu Sufyan. He was close to Abu Sufyan. So Prophet Muhammad told Al-Abbas, his uncle, get Abu Sufyan. Get him to see this. Get him, maybe, you know, we would like him to embrace Islam. Prophet Muhammad was really hoping and wishing for Abu Sufyan to become a Muslim. So Al-Abbas went to Abu Sufyan, and he tried to convince him. come, look at Islam, look at the Muslims, you have no other choice, you have no other options. And khalas, Prophet Muhammad is entering Mecca. He's entering Mecca. Abu Sufyan came with he came with Al-Abbas to see the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam at night. There were so many fires in the camp of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. Imagine from Mecca you could see that fire, you know, this camp, you know, like this, so many fires out there. You know, the Sahaba were sitting, you know, and lenting up people who want to do like some barbecue and whatnot, they lit up some fire. So they were just having a little fire here and there, sending a message to Quraysh, we're here and we're coming. When Umar saw Abu Sufyan coming, he wanted to kill him. Because Prophet Muhammad, he says, you know, he wasn't a Muslim. So Umar, he saw Abu Sufyan and what he caused to the Muslims in Islam, and he wanted to kill him. And then Al-Abbas kept saying, you know, he was dragging him to go to meet the Prophet Muhammad quickly and to rush and to become, you know, to embrace Islam. And then until he entered, you know, the tent of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet Muhammad saw Abu Sufyan and he says, Aghadartum? Aghadartum, ya Abu Sufyan? Did you break the treaty, O Abu Sufyan? You betrayed us. We had a truce. We had truce between you and I, between the Muslims and Quraysh. We had a truce. How come did you break that covenant? And you came to Medina wanting to, you know, extend the truce, although you could have come and then, you know, and admitted of you breaking the treaty. You were lying. So you came to Medina expecting me to believe you that you wanted to extend the truce, although I knew that you have betrayed, you know, the treaty, and you have broken that treaty. Tallahi laqad atharaka Allahu alayna. He said what, just like the sons of Yaqub, Tallah laqad atharaka Allahu alayna. When, you know, the sons of Yaqub, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, when they went back to their father and they said that you've been so patient, na'am, we have caused you so much hardship and grief, but you've been blessed with so much patience. So Abu Sufyan, you know, said to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam that he wanted to, Ya Abu Sufyan, atashhadu an la ilaha illallah? Prophet Muhammad asked him, do you believe that there's no God worth of worship but Allah? قال والله يا محمد ما أحلمك ما أصبرك ما أوفاك. Oh Muhammad, by Allah, you showed so much patience and forbearance. And if there was any good in these gods that we were worshipping, we wouldn't be where we are today. Now Abu Sufyan is admitting, if there is any good in these gods, in these idols that we are worshipping, we would not be where we are. So he admitted that, na'am, there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. Afatashhadu? Do you believe that there is no God worthy of worship? Yes, I do. Do you believe, do you testify that I am Rasulullah? That I am Rasulullah? Qala amma hadhihi fa fi nafsi minha shak. With regard to this, my nafs still has some doubt. Allah, Umar put up his sword. Let me, you know, ya Rasulullah, let me chop off his head. If his head still has doubt, let me chop off that head. And Umar ibn al-Khattab, this is how it is. Umar ibn al-Khattab, he talks with the sword. This man, he sees everything. He has all the evidence. He sees everything, yet he claims that, na'am, I bear witness that there's no God worthy of worship but Allah. But I have some doubts that Muhammad is Rasulullah. Well, Umar says, if you still have doubts in your head, let me chop off that head and clear your doubts. Let me chop off that head and clear your doubts. But for him to believe, he has to testify that there is no God, la ilaha illallah, no God worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Muhammad is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad you know, Al-Abbas told Prophet Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah, Abu Sufyan is a man of honor, and he likes honor, he likes prestige, you know, give him something. And Prophet Muhammad used to do that with Al-Mu'allafati Qulubuhum, those who are new to Islam, those newly, you know, Muslims. He would give them gifts and try to, you know, mend their hearts and try to attract them towards Islam. And one of those in the beginning was Abu Sufyan. Although he embraced Islam, but he still had doubts. He still was not totally fully convinced. Al-Abbas, he came and he embraced Islam before the Muslims camped. That's why he earned the title of Muhajir. But once the Muslims entered, khalas, Abu Sufyan came, embraced Islam, but he did not earn the title of Muhajir. The last Muhajir was Al-Abbas. So Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, Al-Abbas, when he embraced Islam, he was fully convinced. And like who? And like Abu Sufyan. And there is few others you will see. So Prophet Muhammad told Al-Abbas and he told Abu Sufyan, okay, you know, as we are going to enter, you know, and conquer Mecca tomorrow, whoever is, you know, and whoever enters the house of Abu Sufyan, fahuwa amin. He's safe. We don't want to spare, you know, to spare any blood. If anybody tries to confront us, we will fight them. We'll kill them. So try, have people out. Have people to be away. Have people to be in their homes. Whoever enters the house of Abu Sufyan, fahuwa amin. He is safe. But all Quraysh, how can they all enter in the house of Abu Sufyan? So the Prophet says, whoever remains at home, he is safe. He is safe. Don't face us. Don't confront us. Don't come and fight us. Prophet Muhammad wanted to conquer, or, you know, Mecca with no blood being shed. Alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the next day came in this beautiful, this amazing, huge army entering Mecca in such a very, you know, beautiful order that kept Quraysh looking from far in awe. They were, you know, here is this qabila. But qabila, the Prophet was giving, you know, flags to each qabila. Qabilat al-Ajja', Qabilat al-Ghifar, this, Katibat al-Muhajireen, Katibat al-Ansar, each had their own flag, and each they were coming, you know, numbers of soldiers, one at a time, you know, one group at a time. And then at the end was the Katibat al-Muhajireen, the group of the Muhajireen. All, you know, wearing these armors. And Abu Sufyan was watching. And Al-Abbas from, you know, was with him, telling him, this is Qabilat so-and-so, this is Qabilat so-and-so, this is Qabilat so-and-so. And then Abu Sufyan at the end, he saw this group of soldiers all wearing armors, and you can't see not even their faces. Who are these? Oh, Abbas, who are these? He said, this is the Qabilat, this is the Muhajireen. Those who migrated to Mecca. This is Fath. They came, they entered. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Prophet Muhammad gave an order. He says, don't kill no one. Don't spill no blood. Except 10, if you were to find them, even if they were hanging into the cloth of the Kaaba, kill them. Who are them? Ikrimah, who will eventually become a Muslim. Ikrimah, he is the son of who? Brothers and sisters, those of you all who are on Facebook and those of you who are on Instagram, who is Ikrimah? The Prophet says, if you find 10 amongst them is Ikrimah, kill them. Kill them. Even if they are hanging to the sitar of Kiswat of Al-Kaaba, kill them. Who is Ikrimah? Who are we talking about here, brothers and sisters? Ikrimah, his father was from the elite of Quraysh. And Ikrimah will become a very prominent Sahabi. Ikrimah, nobody knows. Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl. Amr ibn Hisham, Abu Jahl, the Fir'aun of the Ummah. The son of Abu Jahl, Ikrimah ibn Abu Jahl. The Prophet says, if you see, he betrayed. Safwan betrayed. Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan, also she would become a Muslimah. Abdullah ibn Sa'd ibn Abi Sarh. So the Prophet gave about 10 names. Well, he gave 10 names. If you were to find them, kill them. Amongst them was Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan, and the one who killed Hamza. The Prophet did not forget about Hamza. He did not forget about his uncle. If you find her, kill her. As the Prophet was entering, and they, you know, he came towards the Kaaba, and then an old man was coming along with Abu Bakr. An old man was coming along with Abu Bakr. And then Prophet Muhammad wondered, who is this man, this old man? Abu Bakr said, Ya Rasulullah, this is Abu Quhafa. This is my father. He's coming. I brought him to embrace Islam. هَلَّا تَرَكْتَ الشَّيْخَ فِي بَيْتِهِ وَنَحْنُ نَذْهَبُ إِلَيْهِ وَنَحْنُ نَذْهَبُ عِنْدَهِ Ya Abu Bakr, why would you bring this man? Why would you drag this old man? You know, had you told us, we would have just gone to him. He's an old man. Why are you dragging him? Why are you bringing him here? You tell us and we'll go to him, Ya Abu Bakr. هو أحق أن يؤتى إليك يا رسول الله. No, Ya Rasulullah. هو أحق أن يؤتى إليك أو أن يأتي إليك. No. He is the one who's supposed to come to you to embrace Islam. He's my dad. He's my dad. Yes, and he's old man. But you're Rasulullah. You are Rasulullah. As we have come to give you the bay'ah and bring him alone to give you the oath of allegiance and to embrace Islam, Ya Rasulullah. And then as Prophet Muhammad entered the Kaaba, he came. He wanted to enter the Kaaba. But outside of the Kaaba, there were some idols. And Prophet Muhammad was, you know, destroying those idols, saying, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ And say that the truth has come and falsehood have disappeared. خلاص, there was no more falsehood. Falsehoods have been terminated. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا Falsehood will never win. Falsehood. So when you have al-haq, the truth with falsehood, who shall overcome? Of course, the haq will overcome the falsehood. So the Prophet Muhammad والسلام, as he was coming, and those idols outside of the Kaaba, you know, that he was just touching them, and then they were breaking, saying, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ قَيَمَ زَهُوقًا And then Bilal, he goes up in the Kaaba. He climbs up in the Kaaba, in the, you know, the roof of the Kaaba, radiallahu anhu wardah. 20 years after he embraced Islam. 20 years. Bilal, radiallahu anhu, climbed up into the roof and he made dua and he made adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله كعبة now مكة hears أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله the Kaaba, the center of the universe, the center of the universe and the center of the Arab Peninsula, the hub of in the of all the region, all the gods, all the people, all the trades used to happen there. It was the center. So many gods, so many idols, and then eventually, finally you hear, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, there's only one God but Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. He making that dua. And then Prophet Muhammad, now Quraysh and the Arabs have come to the Prophet Muhammad, and now he has come as, you know, as a conqueror. He came as before they kicked him out, before they took all his possessions, before he came out being persecuted. He left everything behind. They belittled him. Now he came having the upper hand. Before he had the lower hand. Now he's come with the upper hand. And as he come with the upper hand, Quraysh, they came to him. The same people who persecuted him. Ya ma'ashar Quraysh, ma dhannukum anni fa'ilun bikum. Oh Quraysh, what do you think I shall do with you now? You people who persecuted me and my family and my brothers and my sisters, all the sahabis and sahabiyat. Those of you who abused us, who killed a lot of Muslims, what shall I do to you now? They said, Akhun Kareem, Ibn Akh Kareem, you're the generous man. Akh Kareem, you're a brother. Ibn Akh Kareem, coming from a progeny of Qurama, of generous people, kind people. لا تتريب عليكم يغفر الله لكم. لا تتريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم. اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء. He says, You shall have no worries today. You shall have no worries today. Allah shall forgive you. اذهبوا, اذهبوا, go. You are all forgiven. فأنتم الطلقاء, you are all free. The same people who persecuted him, the same people who attacked and kicked him out, and the same people who killed the Sahabis, those same people, Prophet Muhammad said, go, you're all free. He could have avenged. That was his opportunity to avenge his blood and the blood of the Sahabas and the Sahabis who got killed. Yet Prophet Muhammad told him, go, you're all free. Alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the Prophet Muhammad goes to Abu Sufyan. Brothers and sisters, listen to this amazing miracle. Listen to this amazing. Abu Sufyan is thinking. What is he thinking? Abu Sufyan is thinking about collecting an army and attacking the Muslims. Listen to this. Sisters and brothers, are you listening? Those of you on Instagram, those of you on Facebook, are you listening to this beauty? Abu Sufyan is thinking. He's not mentioning anything. He's just thinking as he's seeing the Muslims entering Mecca and the Kaaba and this. So he's just thinking in his head, I shall collect an army and attack the Muslims. Prophet Muhammad goes behind him and then he says, إِذَنْ يُخْزِيكَ اللَّهُ يَا أَبُو سُفْيَانَ إِذَنْ يُخْزِيكَ اللَّهُ يَا أَبُو سُفْيَانَ Then Allah shall you know, curse you, Abu Sufyan. Just like that. Abu Sufyan is just thinking. He's not uttering any words. He's just thinking. The Prophet Muhammad goes behind him and he says, then, O Abu Sufyan, Allah shall curse you. Allah shall destroy you. Right away, Abu Sufyan says, now, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka rasulullah. How would you think? How would you know what I'm thinking? How would you know what I am thinking? Even the jinn would not know what you're thinking. Even the jinn. Unless you mention something. But I'm thinking, what would you know? Allah Azza wa Jalla knows. Ya'lamu kha'inat al-a'yun wa ma tukhfi as-sudur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya'lam kha'inat al-a'yun wa ma tukhfi as-sudur. He knows that the treasuries of the eyes and that which the heart or the breast may conceal. Who knows? Allah. Who is al-alim? Allah. Who is al-alim? Allah. Allah who knows what you're planning, what you may be plotting or comploting. Na'am, Allah knows. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Sufyan wasn't saying a word. Yet Prophet Muhammad Jibreel came and told him, Abu Sufyan, he's just thinking of collecting an army. Then Prophet Muhammad goes behind him and he says, then Allah shall curse you if you do so, Abu Sufyan. Right away, Abu Sufyan says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Now, fully. And ashhadu, and then you are Rasulullah. And then you are Rasulullah. Abu Sufyan, by the way, he became a very prominent Sahabi. He lost his eyes in a battle, Abu Sufyan. ثَبُتَ إِيمَانُ He became steadfast. Na'am, he stood fast, Abu Sufyan. After the death of the Prophet Muhammad, he lost one eye in one battle, and he lost another eye in another battle. Shuf, مقلب القلوب. The Prophet used to say, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. The Prophet used to say, oh Allah, the one who turns the hearts, muqallib qulub, the one who turns the hearts, flip them, switches them from belief to kufr and kufr to belief, make my heart stand firm in your deen. Abu Sufyan, despite all that which he did against Islam and the Muslims, he turned out to be a very good Muslim, Sahabi. So much so, he lost both of his eyes for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there was this man, this boy, Prophet Muhammad is making tawaf. Prophet Muhammad is making tawaf. And then there was this man holding a knife. There were still some hypocrites. There were still some people whose Islam has not really fully يعني, entered their hearts. So he's carrying a knife but hiding it. He's hiding it. What does he want to do with the knife? He wants to assassinate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wanted to assassinate the Prophet Muhammad. So Prophet Muhammad saw him. Just saw him. And then Prophet Muhammad goes to him. Oh Fudala, what are you doing? He says, I'm just making dhikr of Allah. Inni adhkurullah. Inni adhkurullah. I'm just making dhikr of Allah. I'm making a mention of the names of Allah. Then Prophet Muhammad tells him, ittaqillaha ya fudala. Ittaqillaha, fear Allah ya fudala. And the Prophet Muhammad kept rubbing against his heart, the heart of Fudala. He took his hand, right? And then he kept rubbing the heart of Fudala. Ittaqillaha ya fudala. Istaghfirillah ya fudala. Fear Allah, O fudala. Seek forgiveness from Allah, ya fudala. The Fudala says, by Allah, this man, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to be the most hateful man ever that I hated the most. I hated him the most. And he has become to me the man I love the most. Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, he knew that this man wanted to assassinate him. What are you doing, oh Fudala? I'm making dhikr. Ya Fudala, fear Allah and seek forgiveness from Allah. Fudala says, he was the man I hated the most. And by Allah, he became the man I loved the most. And there's something beautiful that also happened, brothers and sisters. When they were entering Mecca, holding these flags, the Prophet Muhammad, gave one of the flags, the liwa, to Sa'd ibn Ubadah from the Ansar. Because I was mentioning, groups were, the Sahaba, it's like a convoy, like a huge convoy, but in different segments, different groups. So you have the group of the Muhajirin, and then you have the Ansar. The Ansar, who had their flag? A man by the name of Sa'd ibn Ubadah. So Sa'd ibn Ubadah, as he was carrying the flag and he entered Mecca, in the conquering Mecca, he was saying, Al-Yawm, Yawm al-Malhama. Al-Yawm, Al-Yawm al-Malhama. Today is the day of bloodshed. Today is the day of bloodshed. And then the Prophet Muhammad, he heard that and he says, no, today is the day of marhama. Today is the day of mercy, not bloodshed. So he took the flag away from him and then he gave it to his son, Al-Qais ibn Sa'd. Al-Qais ibn Sa'd ibn Ubadah. He took the flag from the father and he gave it to the son to mend his heart. Maybe he took the flag from him. The man would be upset. But Prophet Muhammad, again, the art of mending hearts, the art of a leader, as I keep saying, that we will learn things, traits of leadership from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So he took the flag because he was upset. What would you say? Today is the day of bloodshed. No, it is not the day of bloodshed. Today is the day of mercy. And then he gave the flag to his son. So would the father be upset? No, he wouldn't be upset. Who took the flag? My son. My son took the flag, the liwa. Like a father, like a son, it's no problem. Alayhi salatu wasalam. The hikmah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Also something beautiful happened, brothers and sisters. One Prophet Muhammad wanted to enter inside the Kaaba. And he ordered for the key. Bring me the key. Who had the key? a man by the name of Uthman ibn Talha had the key. What happened to Uthman ibn Talha? His mother did not want to give the key. She says, if you were to give them the key, you will never get it back, Uthman. Prophet Muhammad wanted to enter inside the Kaaba. He wanted to destroy the idols inside the Kaaba. He wanted to clear the Kaaba from all the idols. So when the mother heard that Prophet Muhammad was coming, in fact, Prophet Muhammad sent Uthman and then sent Umar, go get me the key. The mother said, nope, I won't give you the key. What happened? And then after, how long would the Prophet remain in Mecca before he goes back to Medina? Because he would go back to Medina. Because there's some other battles that would happen. The battle of Tabuk, the battle of Hunain. There are a few things will happen before the Prophet, you know, comes back for the pilgrimage, the main pilgrimage, Hajjat al-Wada', as they call it, Hajjat Wada', the farewell pilgrimage. How long would that be, you know, between the time where the Prophet Muhammad conquered Mecca and the time where the Prophet Muhammad will come back to Mecca again, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, we will learn about this, inshallah, throughout, you know, the upcoming days, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, again, I know last week I've missed out, and maybe some of you missed out on the scheduling. So the scheduling remains as is, inshallah, 6 p.m. Eastern time, bi-idhnillah, you know, Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. So I shall see you tomorrow, inshallah, for another episode. Today was episode number 45. Those of you who are coming late, please go back and watch the series. You know, it's on Instagram, on Facebook, and on YouTube. You know, other than that, I shall see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Jazakum Allah khair. It was, again, pleasure and an honor, you know, being with all of you again. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant you tawfiq, success in this life and the life of the hereafter. This is Riyad Wazazi saying, Barakallahu fikum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Facebook. Assalamu alaikum, Instagram.